Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We asked you earlier about the move with Calais Campbell, asked you how are you feeling. A couple of guys called in, Mike. They said, listen, I'm at a 7.5, 8. We got to do something else to take this to a 10. I think the Falcons have had a really good free agent period. We'll see what happens with the draft. And it's hey. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to talk to a buddy, Lance Zierlein, about this because he's an NFL draft expert, NFL.com. We'll get his thoughts on this, but I feel good about the offseason so far.
Yeah, and just because we've added depth, guys. We've added depth, as Arthur Blank told us yesterday. You know, we just haven't had this money. We haven't had the ability since 17 to have 5 or 6 decent defensive linemen. Now you could argue we got 8. And a bunch of young guys you got to develop, but let's find out if we can find more guys in the draft.
All right. We welcome in Lance Zierlein on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Oh, he's going to join us here in a second as we'll talk to him. But, Mike, here's the thing about the draft, right? That to me, they're separate. When you talk about what we do in free agency and how you improve the team and then where you go in the draft, and I said this, I'm assuming, okay, we'll see, that they don't screw up this 8th overall pick. Now, could we be picking 3rd? Maybe. Are we picking 12? Maybe. We'll see what happens when we get to draft night and if some moves are made. But at the end of the day, that's got to be a guy that's come – I don't care who it is right. – comes in and has impact for us.
Right. And, again, guys, I get it. I mean, yes, and a caller came in last hour and said, you know, Calais Campbell's too old now. Well, he's 37, and by NFL standards, that is very long in the tooth. We also got a really good productive season, if you guys remember, you know, out of Dwight Freeney at the end. He actually gave help. You could argue he propelled in ways, you know a guy here to his best season. Again, I will not mention his name. I didn't have to get the tattoo of his face, by the way. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
That was
you know, Vic Beasley.
That was back. I remember back in the day we said, we'll speak of his name no more. Now he's on the XFL. But this is a guy who's a complimentary piece in a rotation, and he's a good guy in the locker room. But it's not like we brought Calais Campbell because that's a piece that put you over the top for the Super Bowl. It's a piece we needed. The price is probably not going to break the bank either. So, guys, it's a good addition.
Let's talk to Lance Zierlein on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Lance, what's going on, man? Good to have you on. Draft expert, NFL.com. You guys get a chance to see his work, and he's awesome, especially during this time of year leading up to the draft and as we get to draft night. One of the things that everybody's talking about, and I just want to start here, is this quarterback situation with Carolina. Apparently, Lance, it's come out where they've got two guys, obviously, that they've narrowed it down to. So is it Bryce Young or is it C.J. Stroud? Where are you at with Carolina and this first overall pick?
Well, it's going exactly how I thought. I mean, it came out with Stroud, and then on my own radio show and on podcasts, I've said the next thing you're going to hear is that it's, you know, Bryce Young, rumors inside the building is Bryce Young. Because what they're trying to do, I think, is leverage Houston into really not knowing who the pick is going to be so that they can try to get a pick out of Houston to bump from 2-1. With Ryan Poles, the GM of the Bears, saying that Houston had made an offer of a future first-round pick to move up. With that knowledge, I think Carolina is just fishing to see if they can get Houston to give a draft pick and then move down. You know, the assumption, I think, is going to be Houston wants Bryce Young. So I think what Carolina is trying to do is just see if there's any chance they could get Houston to bite and get one of their draft picks back that they lost in the trade-up. But I don't expect that to happen. I think Houston's going to sit tight. I don't think they're going to bite, and I think C.J. Stroud's going to end up being a pick.
It's a good article Lance wrote yesterday, which kind of breaks down the position groups as far as the strongest to the weakest. He has quarterback listed at number five. The wild card is Anthony Richardson. What? I mean, I know he's a project, but where does Anthony Richardson go?
Well, he's tough. I mean, you know, listen, a lot of us are placing him with the Colts at four, but I still think the Colts are definitely going to be in the potential sweepstakes for Lamar Jackson. And if that happens, then it really changes things, because I think it really alters what Seattle could do at five. Seattle might say, okay, you know what, we're going to take a look at Richardson right now, and we'll just let him roll behind Geno Smith. But if that doesn't happen, you know, at six, I don't expect the Lions to go with Anthony Richardson, but they could. They could. And he could fall, you know, will the Raiders go with him? He could, you know, it's possible. How about the Falcons? They could. You guys could. But I don't know if that's the best use of resources. So I think right now Richardson's a really tricky one, because I think four is where the initial entry point is for Anthony Richardson into this draft. But if you watch the tape and worry just about the tape, you know, this is what happened with Malik Willis. There was some heat early on, but then the tape just wasn't good, and the tape ended up dropping him all the way into the third round. Richardson, I think, has better upside than Malik Willis. The tape is a little bit better. There are more flash plays, and he played better competition. So I think I think it's tricky, because I think somewhere between 4 and, you know, 13, 14 is where Anthony Richardson goes. But it's just a tricky one right now, because Lamar Jackson could really change some things.
Lance, as we talk about, you know, Jalen Carter's situation, I want to know where you're at on this. When this originally happened here in Georgia, and obviously, you know, with UGA being here and everybody following this story, it was, this is going to ruin his draft position. And now it sort of seems like everybody's saying, no, well, of course not. He's still a top 10 pick, and if he's there, wherever he falls, that team's got to take him. Where do you have him ranked as far as is he the top guy outside of these quarterbacks? And then who do you expect to go get him?
Well, talent-wise, I'm keeping him at one on my board. I don't think he's, you know, going to be the first pick, obviously, and I'm not sure he's going to be the first defensive player. So here's the thing. In talking to sources around the league, they knew about – I had heard about the issue with the fatality. I had heard about it, and just – you don't do anything with stuff like that. You just wait and see how it plays out and see if the information comes out. It did. Teams already knew about it. You know, I think right now there's a concern about, is there a maturity issue, or is this an Isaiah Wilson situation, who came out of Georgia, who just was wildly immature and out of the league, and, you know, just couldn't handle the league. He couldn't handle what it takes. And every team asks about every player, what will this player do with more time on his hands, more money in his pockets, and more access to things that he had maybe never had before, lifestyle-wise. And so that question is asked of every single player. And so, you know, Bryce Young, it's I think, a pretty easy answer for a lot of people. I think so with C.J. Stroud. But Jalen Carter, it gets a little trickier based on, you know, the past. And so teams have to go deep dive into what's going on in his background. How is he likely to handle coaching? There's the football character, right? Is he showing up on time to practice? Is he getting stuff done the way he's supposed to get it done? Those are real, you know, there's real questions to answer there for Jalen Carter. The talent, the film, that's been answered. You watch a film, you watch a production, there's no doubt. But you got to check on personal character. You got to check on football character. But when it's all said and done, man, if you're Dan Campbell, you got to be saying, hey, now I'm a pretty solid coach. I'm a guy who can handle a big personality. Aaron Glenn can handle personalities. We got this. You know, we got this. So if you're sitting there at number six with the Lions, if you're the Seahawks, who's, they've been willing to swing on some guys who have had some maturity issues in the past or some edge to them, the Seahawks at number five, certainly, you know, Atlanta, that would have to be a team that would have to consider it. And I don't think he slides past the Bears. So he could fall out of the top 10. It's possible. I mean, we just don't know what the character background stuff is going to look like from a team standpoint. But I just think it's going to be really difficult for some of the teams, specifically from 6 to 9, to all pass on Jalen Carter. And if they do, that means there's some real, real concerns, because there are some needy interior defensive line teams inside of who I just talked about, specifically the Bears. And if he falls to 9 and the Bears pass on him, then there's some real concerns on the character side.
Right. Then it becomes a free fall. Hey, man, Lance Zierlein from NFL Network. He's got a great blog at NFL.com talking about the positions, what's the strongest. Your number one is the corners. You say there's not a Sauce Gardner in this year's draft, but we're linked to Christian Gonzalez, maybe Devin Witherspoon. Mm-hmm. We need a corner. What are we getting with Christian Gonzalez?
Well, with Christian Gonzalez, you're getting the guy who's my top cornerback. And I don't know, it's pretty rare to find a guy who has this size. I mean, he is a legitimate big corner. He has explosive, twitchy athletic ability. He's a leaper. He runs fast. But I think the thing that really surprises me most is for a guy who's big and fast, he's extremely fluid and smooth in the field. When he matches up, mirrors and matches routes and is able to, you know, hound the route and play one-on-one, man press, man cover, you know, corner outside. It's impressive because he can really line up against size guys. He can line up against speed guys, and he can hold his own. He had a great battle in 2021 when he was at Colorado against Drake London, where it was just contested catches and jump balls, and it was a fun one to watch. I thought his 21 tape was maybe a little bit better than 22, but I think Christian Gonzalez, of all the players, Devin Witherspoon has the best ball skills. But Christian Gonzalez, I think, has the highest upside, and he has those rare athletic traits like Jalen Ramsey had coming into the league. So I think, there's rumor on the streets is the Falcons really like him, maybe as number one over Witherspoon. So, you know, I'm gonna look to plug in Gonzalez there on my next mock draft and probably sit on it for a while.
Lance, you buying Tyree Wilson out of Tech?
Yeah, I am. I think that when you watch him, he's extremely productive and really doesn't – he's not that skilled as a rusher. He's right now doing it on physical athletic ability and explosiveness and length. And so when he gets coached up with just a move or two, when he starts to understand how to use his length and how to create leverage despite being a taller prospect, I think teams are really going to have some trouble with him. I mean, we saw that with Alvin Smith when he came out of college and had some of the same kind of rare athletic qualities to him but was raw. And very Chandler Jones too. It was the same kind of guy. And now here's Tyree Wilson with unbelievable athleticism and physical traits. And when you look at the production, it matches up. You know, Jadeveon Clowney had some of that, but he didn't have production in college his last year, 3.5 sacks. Tyree Wilson's got production and everyone knew he was the guy and they still couldn't really stop him. So I'm absolutely buying Tyree Wilson. I think that, you know, you're projecting a little bit, but I don't think you have to project much. I think he is going to be a plus NFL starter in the league, and I think it's going to happen fairly quickly.
It is a Lance Zierlein from NFL Network, guys. Really cool blog, NFL.com. Before we cut you loose, we picked up Scotty Miller, former Buck, but we probably could use a burner in the mix for wide receivers. You have wide receivers ranked fourth. Is there a good value there in the second or third or fourth round to pick up a wide receiver that can impact?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think Tyler Scott, out of Cincinnati. He is a former running back turned wide receiver, so he's got this great field vision when he gets the ball in his hands. But he's also got electric speed. He's a 4.3 40 guy who really is also just tough when the ball's in the air, when the ball's in his hands. So I think if you're looking for a guy, and I like Scotty Miller, but I think a guy who can really set it off, and a lot of times from the slot can help push it down the field. He's one guy that I'm really high on, Tyler Scott. I think he's got a lot of upside. This is a kind of a strange year. There's a lot of small, thin guys, small, light guys. We got some tall, skinny guys, but it's a weird year for outlier size players at a variety of positions. But, you know, it's a year for the slot. So slot receivers are, you know, the guys that you're probably going to have to focus on. There's a fourth rounder named C.J. Johnson that I kind of like out of East Carolina. Keep an eye on him. That's more of a fourth round type guy.
Lance, is Bijan Robinson Saquon Barkley?
No, I think he's Josh Jacobs.
Okay.
And, you know, what's the difference, right? I mean, Saquon's a really good player. Saquon had the most special athletic stuff that I'd seen coming out. But even on tape, you know, he wasn't a real physical runner. He wasn't a real powerful runner. He just had just incredibly explosive short area quickness and lateral jump steps. With Josh Jacobs, you saw a guy who could hammer you. Well, what we have with Bijan Robinson is he can go between finesse or power at any time. So you think you're getting a power guy coming downhill at you, and before you know it, the elusive Bijan is out, and he slipped you, and you're diving for nothing. you're diving for grass, or you're sitting there on the on your heels waiting for him to, you know, to try to, you know, euro step you or try to jump, you know, jump step you and get around you. And before you know it, he's rolling right down, straight down the middle, and he's going to truck stick you. So that's a real, real concern, is that you don't know which guy you're going to get, but either one can embarrass you. And he's great catching the ball out of the backfield. He can block. He's a full menu, three down back, who's going to be good in short yardage as well. I think he is going to be highly successful early in his career. And to me, I would not hesitate to take him inside the first 12 picks if I really thought that I needed a running back. I think he's going to be special.
I agree. Lance, always good to talk with you, my man. Lance Zierlein, check out his stuff, guys, NFL.com. Continued success, brother. We'll talk soon.
All right, appreciate it. We'll see you guys.
Yep, take care. Lance Zierlein, great draft stuff there. I'm telling you, he's a game breaker, man. Right. That's why I asked about him. I don't know if we're going to take him. Like, we've talked about this. We have more pressing needs, but whoever gets it, right. Philly, it doesn't matter. I think he's going to help a team tremendously. And at the running back position, to take him top 10 or 12, Mike, you're taking a big risk.
Are we at the stage now where he's a guy that's a luxury item and we still go pick a running back in the middle rounds and a balanced attack? But Algier's going to be the first lead dog for this team, hopefully for years to come. But Bijan is intriguing.
Coming up, Tori Miller, guys. She is the first general manager, female general manager, in the G League. And we're going to talk to her about the relationship between the Hawks and the G League team and all the things that –
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
She's got going on. Tori Miller's going to join us next.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
We get Calais Campbell, the Falcons. He had other choices, but he decides to come here. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9, the game. We've been talking about it today. And it is a big deal. Thanks to Lance Zierlein for joining us. Great draft information. If you missed it, go online at Odyssey.com and check it out. We want to welcome into the show Tori Miller. This goes back, Mike, to the pandemic, 2020, when she got hired and promoted to general manager of the Skyhawks, which is the G League team for our Atlanta Hawks, and she became the first woman general manager in the G League. And, Tori, it's good to have you back on the show. Hope things are going well. I know the Skyhawks didn't make the playoffs that we were hoping, but it's one of those things where it was a good year, and, you know, as you guys continue to build that on the South Side and bring awareness to the community, and more importantly, putting out a great product, it was fulfilling to know that the team was competitive and they played really well.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me back on again. Like you mentioned, yep, we fell short, obviously, of making the playoffs, but I thought it was a good year overall for us. We won some games, some guys got better and developed, so at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
I mean, we saw Jalen Johnson take that next step this year with the team, and we're kind of missing him being banged up. I mean, how do you balance being competitive and also getting these guys ready for the next level?
You know, it's tough. Like, that's the balance that you're looking for. And I think the progression that you're looking for in guys is every day, 1% better every day, right? So if guys are making those deposits every single day, I think that the winning will come, the winning habits, as long as you're building those good habits. And those are things that Jalen, like we saw last year with him, You know, obviously, had his growing pains in the beginning, but towards the end of the season, we saw the progress that he was making both on and off the court, which is important because this is a lot of these guys, their first crack at professional basketball, right? So we're teaching them not only on the court, but just how to be a pro off the court as well. And to see Jalen break through our rotation here in Atlanta and be able to contribute on a nightly basis, it's been great to watch his development.
Tori, you're a woman of color. You've been on this journey, you know, Atlanta native. You've done a lot of different things. I mean, scouting. You were manager of basketball ops. Talk about this journey to get to where you are now.
It's been a great journey. Like you said, you know, started here, born and raised in Atlanta. Started my career out in Phoenix as an intern. Did my own unpaid scouting for a year. You know, scouting the G League, scouting college, just getting reps at the end of the day. And then obviously coming here to the Hawks and, you know, helping start our G League program that we have up and running here. You know, the reps that you're able to get that I've been able to get throughout my career are invaluable. They helped me so much along the way, whether it's dealing with players, player relationships, agent relationships, you know, learning how to put together staff and just different experiences that I think, you know, have made me pretty well-rounded and things that I'll never be able to get anywhere else.
Well, since you have been a scout and you know how to evaluate talent, I know we saw Scoot Henderson come to town in the G League. It's obviously, he might not go one overall, but what's he going to do at the next level? Because he's comp to guys like Westbrook.
No, absolutely. I'm being here from Atlanta. I've seen Scoot play, you know, way prior to the G League. But I'd say a guy like him, you know, point guards in his league, you know, he's dynamic, right? He can get in the paint whenever he wants. You know, he's learning how to make reads. I think he's improved this year in terms of being able to come out pick and rolls and whether it's hit the corner, get his shot, or you know, hit a drop off, hit a dump off man. You know, in the paint, I think he's grown in that area. Shot is still a work in progress, but I mean, the talent is there. You know, to see him be able to score in bunches, that's something they can do. He's big, he's stocky, so he's got good defensive potential as well. So I think sky's the limit for Scoot.
Yeah, he's a Kale kid right here in Atlanta, went to high school and then has been in the G League the last couple of years. We had fun calling those games when he came to town. A lot of folks came out to see him. We're talking with Tori Miller, general manager of the Skyhawks. Tori, what's your relationship with Landry and how does that work with the Hawks? How often do you guys talk? And then, you know, with the moves up and down with guys, and how does all that work?
Relationship is really great with Landry. Landry is a very forward-thinking and very collaborative, you know, GM to work with. And, you know, he's been very integral in our process in terms of development.
Tori, one second, Tori. Your phone's breaking up on us. I want to make sure we're going to reset here so we can hear that answer. Because a lot of people want to know, you know, as Landry has taken over, this team building that's going on, and you know the Skyhawks are a part of that. But Mike, also as we look to the future, you brought up Jalen Johnson. There are some other guys
right. That
played this year. You know, Trent Forrest, a couple of other guys, two-way players that may get some time as we continue to move forward. All right, Tori, I think you're back, but go ahead. You were talking about this relationship with Landry.
Yes, no, I was saying you know, Landry is very collaborative and coach.
All right, Tori. I apologize. Yeah, for some reason you sound like a robot, and I don't know what's going on. But hey, we're gonna cut it short. We'll get you back on. I don't know what's happening here, but we certainly appreciate your time.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
What'd you do?
I disconnected from Wi-Fi. My phone was on Wi-Fi. There you go.
Okay. Yes, we got you. We got you. Because I want to hear this answer. I'm like, she's in the middle of this answer, and I can't hear it. All right. One more time. Go for it.
All right. No, for the 50th time, Landry's been great. Again, he's very collaborative in his approach. And so we have a very streamlined, open line of communication in terms of our processes and, you know, shuttling our guys back and forth from College Park to Atlanta. You know, you see a guy like Tyrese, who's been with us this season, and just to see his growth from when we got him early in the season to where he just, if you guys were at the game, were able to see his, he broke the Skyhawks scoring record and scoring 46 points the other day in one of our final home games. So I think our processes are very streamlined here with Landry. You know, he's been great. He's been phenomenal, very good in terms of communication. I think that that's something that the players, you know, enjoy and respect, and I think it's been great so far.
I know we got Kyle Korver in the mix now. We talked about a new coach. Does the you think the philosophy pivots a little bit with what Quinn Snyder may be looking for?
I think at the core of what we do is about development, right? So that's at every level, every level, and every department across across all departments involved. I think, you know, with the development at the core, you know, you're able to see everyone again get a little bit better every day, own their space. And that's something that, you know, Quinn, Landry, Kyle, you know, development is across the board is just is very, very, very huge for them and very huge for us going forward. And I think that'll help us as we try to build things out.
Well, Torrey, continued success. We appreciate you jumping on with us again. Now, as the season ends for the Skyhawks, I mean, what do you got going on? Are you watching the tournament? I mean, what's going on with you right now?
I am watching the tournament. I went to Miami, actually, so we have a big game coming up.
Yeah.
We have a big game coming up this weekend. Hopefully we'll win the national championship game after the weekend, but definitely moving back with the Hawks and getting back over on this side. You know, getting ready for Portsmouth, pre-draft and things of that nature. So we're geared up.
Appreciate you. Torrey, thank you so much. Again, we love what you're doing, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Sorry for the technical difficulties.
No, it happens. Right. You know, it's technology. It happens. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That is one of the cool stories, seriously, if you're not familiar with Torrey Miller being promoted to the general manager of the Skyhawks. And again, the first.
Right.
Woman, general manager in the G League. She's going to have a bright future, Mike, as she continues to elevate and move up in the NBA ranks. All right, guys, we are going to get to tonight's last call, all right? And there is a lot going on. You want to chime in on Calais Campbell?
Yeah, I mean, what do you guys think? We've had a few guys today that were excited about it. Some guys are saying, yeah, wish I had him 5 years ago. Well, the dude, one thing for certain, he will get his 100th sack as a Falcon, so you can't beat that. But what do you think about the addition? And do you understand? I mean, not to you guys are football fans, but do you grasp how much better the rotation, how many more bodies we're going to have than we've ever had? You got to go back 5 or 6 years to having this kind of defensive rotation.
It makes us deeper. So that's one thing that's on the table. Last call at 404-741-0929. You can also chime in on the connectivity between Trey and DJ.
Are we going to see more of this, or was this just one night that happened, 76 games into the season?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So with the win last night, Hawks play at the Nets. And then last but not least, we're approaching opening day tomorrow.
Right.
I want you to tell us where the Braves end up this season. 404-741-0929. A couple of things to choose from. Last call is next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Time for Last Call.
One last call for alcohol.
Your chance to chime in on the biggest stories of the day at 404-741-0929.
Let's do it. Couple of things on the table for you. You want to talk about Calais Campbell? We both like the move, Mike and I. How they're going to use him and, you know, what impact he's going to have. Guys, I'm willing to tell you he's going to have an impact, right? I just think this is one of those moves that we will look back on and go, man, that was a pretty good move. He still can play. Now, to Mike's point, he's not going to play every down.
Right.
But that is one thing that's on the table. The other thing, Hawks connectivity. DJ had a big game last night. They find a way to beat the Cavaliers despite the 44 points by Donovan Mitchell. Hawks and Nets next, but can this continue? Can this be the start, Mike, of something?
Well, we are hoping this begins now, the beginning of a beautiful relationship. Unfortunately, that beautiful relationship didn't start in September when camp opened up, so let's hope. The good news is last night was what we always thought was going to happen. If Trey's not feeling it, DeJounte steps up. Trey did hit a couple of threes last night. Everybody, I think the biggest thing is Okongwu is playing like a rock star right
on
now.
Onyeka!
And Quinn is giving him more minutes and pairing him with Capella.
All right, the other thing that's on the table, where the Braves end up? Opening day's tomorrow. Are we winning another division?
Yes.
Are we in the NLCS? Are we back in the World Series? Where do the Braves end up? 404-741-0929. You can hit one or all of them if you want. Vern, you're up first. Last call. Hey, man. Talk to us, Vern.
Hey, man. I'm excited about Calais Campbell. We are building a legitimate NFL roster. I'm listening to fans, and I bet they have a fancy house. They're sleeping on a mattress with no box frame. We're building a team. We got players at all the positions. So now when we go into the draft, we can pick and choose. So I'm excited.
He's saying you got people looking for style over substance.
I am
driving
too.
A Ferrari with a gallon of gas in the tank.
Well, and Mike, and they don't know where their next gas is coming from. They meaning the Falcons, keep talking about specifically Terry Fontenot wanting to build this the right way. We have to build it through the draft, but you can't miss on free agency either. Right? And that's the part about this, Mike. Like, you could have a great draft class and suck at free agency or vice versa. These things have to go hand in hand.
Right.
And that's kind of what Vern's talking about. Like, where we're at and what it's going to look like. What's this team going to look like in 2 years, man, when all these young guys start to blossom?
Yeah, I mean, again, guys, Calais Campbell's not going to be playing here next season. I mean, barring some unbelievable production this year. I mean, this guy is here to help build the core, be a rotational guy. But it's a nice addition. It's nothing to crap on.
Tim is up next. It's last call, Tim. Hey, man, what are you thinking?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on, guys? I think the Braves end up in the NLCS losing to the San Diego Padres.
Ooh.
A lot of people are picking the Padres, Mike.
Well, they got to prove they can do it. I know that they got to get everybody's got to stay healthy, and they're certainly they're banking this thing. The payroll is insane. But I got to definitely win in the sixth division. And then, I mean, once you're in it, you're pitching. I still think we're going to need more pitching, unless these young rookies, you know, Dodd and Schuster really show out. I think we're going to need more pitching still.
I know you're not on the Mets. Everybody outside of Atlanta is on the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, the Mets have also got to prove, and will they be psychologically scarred from the choke job last year? I mean, they blew it. 10 games out, we were down, and they blew it. You don't just replace a guy like Diaz, see what happens. But again, their payroll is $160 million more than ours.
Yeah, it's more than everybody's. Let's talk to Shane on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Last call, Shane. What's on your mind? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. Hey, so I think that we don't have any idea right now what we're going to get out of Mike, if anything, this year or late this year out of Soroka. But I think that he is an elite-level talent. And if we can get a half a year out of him, I think that would really solidify our rotation. I would like us to go on and play in the World Series. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Listen, we are, okay, a World Series caliber team. Whether they play up to it or not, whether we get the pitching we think we're going to get or not, or whether the bullpen is as good as we think it is, or this lineup, which, in my opinion, matches up with anybody in the National League. But that's kind of, Mike, the thing. We have all the makings. We just got to put it together again this season.
But again, Strider, I mean, I love the strikeouts. Let's not have guys fouling off 15 pitches up there and get your out by the fourth inning. Same thing goes for Charlie. Charlie Morton going to be the $20 million 4 2/3 guy. That's a concern for me. That's why I've always been a little soft on the pitching.
All right, John Chuckery's in here. Where are you at, by the way? What are the Braves,
do? Braves are in the luxury tax, you know.
Technically, yes.
Their competitive balance tax is at 240, and 233 is the luxury tax threshold. So.
Well, we were talking about this with Grant, just real quick, about this whole, you know, everybody, a lot of us have been focused on when are we going to spend this money.
Right.
They're spending it.
Oh, yeah.
They're spending it.
Well, I mean, the battery's made a gazillion dollars.
Correct.
So, I mean, you know.
We're not paying down debt anymore.
Right. Right. I mean, we don't have to fleece the taxpayers of Cobb County anymore, but anyway.
Oh, my taxes are still up. Yeah. But what do you got coming up tonight, man?
You know, we'll get into opening day because this might be the biggest mismatch I've ever seen in opening day history for the Braves. I mean, you know, it's Max Fried versus Patrick Corbin.
Corbin's awful.
He's
awful. Yeah.
His ERA is literally more than twice what Max Fried is from last year.
Oof.
Like, it's just frustrating. And then we'll talk about this Hawks last night because I tweeted out an interesting stat about Trae Young and when he doesn't really make a lot of shots last night. He only had four field goals last night. So I'll recite all of that statistics last night. Hopefully it's a changing of the guard that as Trae goes, the Hawks go. Maybe that can – maybe that narrative will start to go by the wayside.
All right, stay right there. He's got a full show. Four. Yeah, he's got
that
a full show.
That was the idea when we got Murray in here.
Yeah.
Let's clear our throats.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. Oh! The Game.
Tomorrow we are in Houston at Radio Row as we will be there for the Final Four. On Thursday and Friday, we'll be talking all things, guys, including with the latest with the Falcons. But we'll have some guests along the way. We're looking forward to it as Mike and I head off to the airport after the show. Big
first,
shout out.
First time since the Super Bowl. Been back in H-Town.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Thanks, man. Lauren Williams, thank you for coming on. Connor Riley as well. Grant McCauley. We talked to Lance Zierlein and Torrey Miller, GM of our Skyhawks. All of the guests and interviews online at Odyssey.com. We've got more to get to tomorrow. You don't know who's going to stop by and who will be there as we head to Houston for the Final Four. So we're looking forward to that. Hey, Day-Day, great job today, as always. Turtle, behind the glass, our executive producer. Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, I'll keep it in Texas. Talk about the Tyler Rose. Earl Campbell turned 68 today. Mm. And for younger generations, you got to go back on YouTube or find the highlights. It is the guy that encapsulates the badassery and the physical nature of football we grew up watching in the 70s and the 80s when you could order Sports Illustrated and get the best hits on videotape and your helmet phone. This was a guy who came in studio for us, guys, could be up 4 or 5 years ago. Still one of the biggest thrills, Earl Campbell, and for everything about an hour with us. Guy that I love watching as a kid. Happy birthday to the Tyler Rose 68 today.
All right, Roger Goodell talks about, well, you know, if we do go to the flex on Thursday night, it's not going to be that bad of an idea. Here he is defending it. Where is Roger defending player safety when you're flexing games and not allowing players that rest that they deserve and need, especially teams that are interesting in winning? Listen, if you have a team that people want to watch, you don't think the NFL is going to be flexing them more on Thursday night? Now, they tabled this, but they're going to come back and vote on it in May. And I'm telling you right now, I think they're going to end up doing this. Goodell said today saying, I don't think we're putting Amazon over our players. They want the best games, Mike, and the only way you can do that is to flex. And then when you start to do that, you're not giving the proper rest to these players that they deserve. I don't care what Goodell says. I don't think it's a great idea, but I think the NFL is going to do it because it's in the best interest of the NFL.
Oh, boy.
Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you lie as much as Roger Goodell. You just don't make $70 million a year doing it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.